time for Joe Smith, all the way from New York City. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Grand Central Station, 42nd Street.
That's what
she
said.
How you doing, my friend?
Well, how are you doing, Joe? I'm wishing I was there with you because I haven't been to New York in a while, and I really miss it.
As you can imagine,
the official seamstress of IU basketball.
Yeah, and she go crazy here. 'Tis the season with all the colors and pageantry of the holidays in the city that
really
never sleeps.
It's a really beautiful place at Christmas time.
It's beautiful all the time.
Yeah.
Greatest city in the world.
I'm not so sure I'd agree with
greatest
that when it's
in the
raining
world.
And nasty
the thunder
out.
And the
and
it's
I will
all,
be,
baby.
I'll be right next to Margaret there. Not all the time. But it's a nice time to come in our first of two trips.
It is.
We'll
that's right.
Here.
And it's always nice. That's a great town to be on somebody else's dollar, too, isn't it, Joe?
My boy, Glass.
That's right. All right, we get things started. It's week three of the Monroe County Sports Spotlight, and the big spotlight, Joe, was on the hardwood Friday night. You were front and center with John Callahan for the county matchup that was won. It was a tale of two halves, Joe. A tight battle, a three-point barrage in the first half, and then suffocating defense in half number two. Take us through game one of the 66th year of high school hoops on WGCL.
Well, you know, the three is the money ball, and both North and Edgewood used it to great length this past weekend. And for Bloomington South, 20 of 27 point blowouts with plenty of good old defense. So, thus, the Monroe County quintets are off to a pretty good start, 7-2 combined. Senior Jake Treadway, our player of the game Friday night against Edgewood in our broadcast lid lifter. How did he do Saturday night? Well, his triple took down a previously unbeaten Center Grove Trojan 5, and it was his only field goal of the night. A dandy it was, as Bloomington North is now 3-0. They win at 45-43. Mentioning threes, how about junior Cole Craddock? He had 9 of them. 9 of 11 for a career-high 27 on Saturday night as Edgewood pounded Greenwood Christian. He had 5 on Friday night in our game against North, and he wound up the weekend with 46 points. The Mustangs are 2-1. Ditto for South as they, clamped the lid shut on both B&L and Floyd Central, giving up just 45 points. Junior Tanner Blackwell, a 33-point, 15-rebound weekend, and senior Johnny Jager had 29 points in the two wins for the Panthers. South, like North, will open up Conference Indiana play Friday night against Southport for the Panthers, and that's our broadcast ball game on Friday evening. North will host Perry Meridian. Edgewood travels to Washington. Girls Hoops, Edgewood starts the week 4-4. North still searching for that first win, and South is 5-1 and 2-0 in Conference Indiana. Elsewhere, in week three, both city swim squads teamed together to beat Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South in the Sister Cities competition at Bloomington South. Maggie Gates, a junior, won diving for Bloomington South, and Selena German won three events for the Panthers. Double winners on the boys' side included Chris DeMars and Bloomington South's Matthew Jordan. Coaches Dave Tanner of North and Phil Cole of South are looking on with pleasure in the pool as Bloomington takes care of Terre Haute. By the way, South at Edgewood and North will host Greencastle tomorrow night in swimming. And Mike Runyon, 16th-ranked South Panthers. The wrestlers won the North invite, going 5-0, including a close 6-point win over Bloomington North. The Marty Hutzels Cougars wound up 3-2. Griffin Shermer, his senior year, he's up to 132 this winter. He was 5-0 with 5 pins, and senior Chase Webb and also freshman Noah Hunt, perfect for the Panthers. And the Cougar Daltons, both Hunter and Wyatt, yes, they're brothers. Wyatt, a young freshman. No one beat either one of them in 10 combined matches at 182 and 126, respectively. So a glance at week three, move to week four. That's the Monroe County High School Sports Beat. Hey, don't forget David Glass in the zone and also in the red zone starting tonight. We have our Monday night football game coming up as Atlanta will take on Green Bay. And then next Sunday, Houston and the Colts at 1 o'clock.
For the AFC South Championship.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of the regular season. Huh?
Colts 9-4 after their come-from-behind victory yesterday. Joe, Andrew Luck was nothing short of awful. He accounted for 5 touchdowns in the game. He gave 2 of them to Cleveland, and the other 3 he took care of for the Colts. None better than the one to T.Y. Hilton with 32 seconds remaining to give the Colts a 25-24 victory. And the Colts defense picked off a pass there in the dying seconds where Cleveland couldn't kick the winning field goal. So, again, it's not style points. There is no it's a results-driven league, and all Andrew Luck does is get results. There's some crazy stat about him and how many comeback wins he's had already in his career that just makes you it's unbelievable. That's the 14th winning season of the last 16 years for the Colts, Joe. Pretty good there. And
we just flew into Newark yesterday afternoon, and you know, a lot of the guys were looking at, you know, we have a couple of Cleveland Browns fans on board, and they were tentatively looking at their phones, so before we hopped off and got on the bus to come downtown in New York, we figured out who won and who lost.
The Colts have 6 wins when trailing by 10 or more points in the second half since 2012. That was Luck's rookie year, the most of any team in the league in that span.
Yeah.
That just shows you what this kid's made of. And again, it's another victory there. So that's probably going to be, it will be for the division title next week, because if the Colts beat Houston, that will be 2-0 against them in the division, and we'll give them a 3-game lead with just 3 to play. So that's how that will, 15-16. No, well, just 2 to play. That's for all the marbles next week. We'll have Green Bay and Atlanta for you tonight. New England beat San Diego in San Diego last night, so the Patriots still in the driving seat in the AFC. You talked a little swimming in there. Brooklyn Snodgrass is on absolute fire again, so we'll get caught up with the IU capsule at 8:45. Plus, talk Terry Morin's Hoops. They win yesterday, comfortable over. And they've got Alphabet Soup on Wednesday, too, as IPFW comes to town. And we'll obviously talk the Jimmy V Classic as the late tip-off on Tuesday night in the city that never sleeps. You might not get any sleep that night either, Joe. So
as a matter of fact, that game probably won't start till about 9:40.
That's if the game before it doesn't go to double overtime or have anything fun like that. But, yes, that is a very shrewd analysis. It might not start
Till
later.
You know, they've already said it's going to be 30 minutes after the conclusion second. So, you know, you figure 7, 9, 9:30, 9:40. So it's going to be a long night.
It is. And that means it'll be an early morning on Tuesday or on Wednesday morning, but you will join us for that as well.
Well, we'll be here all week.
Sounds good.
Live on the radio. Capture some of the holiday spirit here.
There you go. We'll get that.
Have a wonderful
get
time,
that recorded.
Joe.
All right, we'll get caught up at 8:45.
Margaret, you're so hard to buy for. You know, you just.
No, I'm not. You could buy me anything there. I'll let you.
You two work this out. We got to get to Rush Limbaugh.
We'll see you later.
All right. Joe Smith, live from New York City. Time for Joe Smith at 8:45 on a Monday morning. And Joe always catches up with us on the telephone, but this time he is a man about the country. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, all.
Good morning.
Not too far from down where it's all happening. New York, Grand Central. The
there
Weston.
You go.
Yeah.
Hop on a train. Go anywhere you want.
Yeah. Tell you what. 37 degrees in New York City at
warmer.
The current.
Is it sunny, maybe?
Warmer than
yes.
that?
Yes.
Good. At least you've got the sunshine then.
What are you going to do?
It's a lot more pleasant
gonna
get with out, the sunny.
You're going to get out and tourist it a little bit today since you got
a little bit later.
Good to hear.
The Hoosiers are going to work out at this little John Jay place. John Jay College. That we've kind of called our second home. We were here last year, and then the year before we worked out there when we were in Brooklyn. And so this is three straight years, I guess, we've been in New York.
And this this telephone conversation is a little bit easier than the one we do from Maui.
Yeah.
You don't have to be up
by about 6 hours.
By about 6 hours. I am looking forward to that next year, though. I'm looking forward to this tomorrow night. Hey, let's go play them.
You're here. You're ready to go. And Indiana did exactly what you needed them to do on Saturday night. We told you Savannah State was not going to be a very good opponent, and you could see why. You know, it was interesting, Joe. After the game, we've actually contracted them to build the new South lobby because of all the bricks they laid. We said, well, that's a nice job there. So why don't you guys come back and just go ahead and build that after the basketball season? Because they were bad. Indiana was good, and that's what the Hoosiers needed—a good week of basketball—and that's what they got.
Well, you know, we'll talk more about the Cardinals tomorrow. It's kind of interesting. I'm just getting a chance to look at them. We haven't played these guys since, 03, and that was down at Freedom Hall. And so on neutral courts, you know, we're 3-1 ahead of them, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. I know Louisville's 27-5 in December over the last 4 years, including a 15-1 mark the last three seasons. But we'll talk more about the Cardinals, get a better idea. Tom will staff take them through a scout report earlier today, or later today, rather, and we'll see what happens. That game probably won't tip until about 9:40 on Tuesday. Do want to talk about the women because they're matching the men step for step. Of course, the Hoosiers 7-1, and the Cardinals are 7-0 going into tomorrow night's game. But the gals are 7-1, and they beat IUPUI yesterday afternoon on the McCracken court. Four in double figures, led by the 14 points and 9 rebounds by Amanda Cahill, who's improving every game, also hitting twin figures. Laren Brooks, she had 13. Tyra Buss with 12. And Jen Anderson had another good game with 10 points. Indiana had a 9-0 run early on in the second half that broke that game open yesterday. And they went out to a 19-point lead with about 8 minutes to play. They'll be back in the hall on Wednesday night. They'll play Indiana-Purdue-Fort Wayne. So the alphabets, and that game will start at 7 o'clock. On Wednesday. Well, an engaging young lady that we got to know last year at Yogi's on Sports Talk, and we're talking about Brooklyn Snodgrass, and all she does is win national championships, made it a sweep of the backstroke events, winning the national title over the weekend in the 200-yard backstroke on the final day of the Winter Nationals down in Greensboro. Brooklyn posted an NCAA automatic qualifying time, again quick, 151.2. That's the third fastest time in IU history, but just off of her career best that we talked about with her last spring after she blazed the trail at the NCAA championships with that 150.5 clocking. So this was a follow-up to that national title that she won in the 100 backstroke when we honored her that night at Yogi's. But Brooklyn was not the only Hoosier in the championship final, as Kennedy Goss, a young freshman, picked up an automatic auto time as well. 152.4, good for fifth place, and Cynthia Pamet took eighth, and Justine Russ was 12th in the event there. So don't forget Dave and Glass in the zone and all of your phone calls to start the week. Little Monday night football as well. Atlanta will freeze tonight in Green Bay. Kickoff 8:30. Pack 9-3 in the red zone, starting at 7. And of course, next Sunday, after the thrilling victory last yesterday, the Colts and Houston, 1 o'clock on the airwaves.
Yep, and that'll be for all the marbles in the AFC South. The Colts have a 2-game lead. They've played 13 games, Joe, so next week's game is going to be 14, and they play 16 in the regular season. So my math tells me that if the Colts win that one, they will be AFC South champions. They had a tough day yesterday, but you know what? There's a reason you play all 60 minutes or all 40 minutes or whatever game it is. You got to play them all, and Andrew Luck stunk for 57 of them, and he played really well the last three. The Colts went 90 yards in 11 plays, culminating with T.Y. Hilton's one-yard touchdown catch. Reading after the game, Joe, it was a busted play, a busted route, and it was just one of those,
wow,
I see you, you see me, and Luck zings it in there. T.Y. hangs on. The two-point conversion wasn't any good. Colts win 25-24. Six touchdowns in the game. Luck accounted for five of them, two for Cleveland and three for the Colts. But escapism, he's done that before. This is the sixth time, as we talked about last hour, the sixth time since 2012 where the Colts have trailed by 10 or more points in the second half and have won the ball game. That's not bad with a kid who was in his first year, his second year, now in his third year. He still hit 300-yard passing yesterday and threw for two touchdowns. T.Y. caught a 43-yarder earlier in the third quarter to make it in to cut the lead down to five after they missed a two-point conversion. Colts are in action, as you mentioned, noon next Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Monday Night Football tonight, Atlanta in Green Bay. New England won on the airwaves last night, Joe. They came from behind to beat San Diego, who was hot. That was in San Diego. Tom Brady fired up during that game. They win 23-14. They have the best record in the AFC. They have the tiebreaker over Denver, who was victorious over Buffalo. Denver doesn't look like it, Joe. They don't look
they're
like
lacking.
It. They don't look like it. They got some injury problems, and they haven't been very sharp. And it's always a second half. They get off to a great start and just run out of gas. So we'll keep our eyes on all that. I'd rather go there than New England. No question about it.
No question
about it. A bunch of upsets this weekend we talked about in college basketball. Indiana avoided that. They hammered Savannah State, which they should have. The step up in class will be the maiden claimers are over, Joe. It's time to get into the graded stakes races here.
Yeah, it's big boy basketball Tuesday night. So and it's a good early test. We talked about it. And one of the stories we'll be talking about tomorrow live since we're here in New York City, Madison Square Garden, will be hosting the Big Ten tournament.
They will.
In 2018.
According to sources with Sports Illustrated, that broke over the weekend, and that's come to fruition. And that tournament will be 1 week earlier, which is kind of sad and shocking, but I guess that's the price to play at the big boys' poker table, because the Big Ten was always the final game. The Big Ten tournament championship was always the final game that took you right into Selection Sunday. Now you're going to have a – what are you going to do for a week, Joe? That's very strange that this is all – it is interesting. You got a whole day to do your to research that and figure and get these questions answered for me.
I have multiple sources.
Very good. Working
with direct knowledge of the situation,
nice.
Glass.
Very nice.
I mean, I am in New York.
Exactly right. That's where everybody's at. But the point of the matter is we can go to the Big Ten office. It's in New York City. They got one of those.
But that's the issue.
They got a whole week. Well, at least that's what the leaked report was. The leaked report was they're going to play in New York City, but it's going to be the weekend before Selection Sunday, which is odd. Hey, how about Jordan Spieth? You catch any of that yesterday? I knew you were on the plane, but Jordan Spieth, 26 under par at Tiger Woods tournament, wins by 10 shots. 10.
How
counter.
Bubba do? That's the only answer.
After Jordan Spieth won by 40 shots, who cares?
Oh, did he?
Oh, he won by 10. He won by 10.
Oh.
He was up. He had
back to back.
He had an 11-shot lead with four holes to play. 11. Yeah. He was 27 under.
Chase Wright is on the trip. He's looking forward to getting on the tour in January. He's going to be playing abroad, mentioning golf. Young man who played for Mike Mayer out of Muncie.
Yeah.
And he's on our trip. Jeff Overton, by the way, will be joining us later today as well.
You guys
on
gonna
the
squeeze,
trip.
You guys going to go over to Governor's Island, squeeze in 18?
It's too windy.
Well, tell the boys we said hello, and
I will
have fun with it. All right, we'll get caught up tomorrow morning.
Right.
We'll get a preview, double-barreled action of that.
Why not? It's the holiday season.
Exactly right. Illinois and Villanova.
And I got to go out and start, shopping, trying to find some things for
that's
Margaret.
Right.
I like that idea.
Hey, that's a day-long thing. Daylight to dusk,
It's your tourist day. Get out there and enjoy it, because tomorrow's a birthday.
Right.
Next time I come in, I'll carry your bags
there
for
you. There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Have a great week, you guys.
Thanks, Smitty. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All righty, bud.
Joe Smith, live from New York City, Grand Central Station. And Hoosier basketball tomorrow night, as Joe mentioned, 9 o'clock ESPN. Try 9:40. 9 o'clock is erroneous on your schedule. Why? There's a game before it. The kids got to warm up. Come on.